This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The armed services continue to investigate a possible security breach at the prison camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Three employees there have been arrested in recent weeks on suspicion of espionage. Two of them are interpreters. The arrests highlight the military's urgent shortage of skilled translators of Arabic and other Middle Eastern languages. NPR's Jennifer Lutton reports.
For Kevin Hensel of the American Translators Association, the tumultuous national changes post 9/11 remind him of America in the late 50s and early 60s, a country scrambling to adapt after the Russian launching of Sputnik. The massive federal programs of the Cold War changed Hensel's life. In the 1980s, he was a translator working on the White House hotline to the Kremlin. One day, the group of translators who worked the hotline discovered that half of them were from rural Arizona.
Which is an astonishing thing, if you think about it. Why in the world would people who grew up in Arizona study Russian? But that shows you the reach of these programs.
Today, the U.S. government is funding language education as well, and Hensel is confident that soon elementary school students in, say, rural Iowa will be studying Arabic. But achieving a generation of skilled linguists for the Pentagon, the CIA, the White House, and other agencies will take years. And that's time Hensel and others say the military doesn't have. He cites a congressional report that found the intelligence community can only meet 30% of its needs for foreign language skills. Hensel says government translators hold regular meetings and discuss strategies for dealing with the shortfall.
And one of the ways they're grappling with the shortage is a frank recognition that some missions are flying at less than 100%. Meaning that there are mistakes being made, documents that are either being mistranslated or not translated at all.
Up in western Maine, Larry Costa finds this scandalous. He runs Worldwide Language Resources, a small company which contracts translators to the U.S. military, and he asks, what shortage?
Shortages. I've got 40 cleared with secret clearances sitting in the drawer waiting to go to work. I don't have a problem with finding Arabic speakers, ones who are trained and have experience in translation and interpretation.
In fact, Costa turned down the Guantanamo translator arrested in Boston, Ahmed Mahaba. He can't remember why, but says he accepts only about 3 applicants out of every 65 or 70 resumes. As he sees it, the Pentagon favors conglomerates like Titan, which did contract Mahaba, and Costa says that's a mistake.
They're recruiting anybody they can to fill as many slots as quickly as they can. And that's where your quality gets dropped.
Kevin Hensel notes the other translator arrested, enlisted airman Ahmed Al-Halabi, had been moved into that position from being a file clerk. Retired Colonel Patrick Lang says the heart of the problem is within the military itself. Lang started the Arabic language program at West Point back in 1976, but he says the military has never valued such skills, favoring the hard power of high tech over the soft power of cultural immersion. And so, Lang says, many talented officers leave.
And that results in things like the phenomenon at Guantanamo, in which translators can say whatever they like, and the people who should be supervising these debriefings and things, they have no idea what's going on.
Beyond a shortage of skills, there are special difficulties for translators in the war on terror. Translator Kevin Hensel says many Al-Qaeda members are not Arab, but speak a broken, accented version of Arabic to communicate with colleagues. Then in Iraq, Hensel says the military's mission requires specific knowledge that even the most highly trained linguists may not have. For example, if documents are discovered at a suspected weapon site.
A commander may say, well, just give me the gist of it or just tell me what it's about. And they're asking this poor interpreter who has never seen the word uranium in Arabic and has no idea of the various levels of enrichment or how to do a process chart of how uranium's processed. Those are all important components to translation.
The U.S. military is recruiting heavily among students studying Arabic and other Middle Eastern languages, and federal money promoting such studies is in the pipeline. But meantime, analysts say it's unavoidable that valuable intelligence will continue to get lost in translation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.